physical UFO contact in the early 60s after initial radio amateur contact. The UFO contacts of Bob Reynolds from July 1961. But as always in such contacts, they were not allowed to give too convincing proofs. The ripe one will recognize this inside oneself when ready and ripe. Introduction: the Carendians made contact with Bob Reynolds in July 1961 as he was trying to pick up BBC radio on his shortwave set. Robert P. Reynolds, an 18-year-old ham radio operator, working for General Electric, an electronics wizard and inventor, living in his parents' home, in his basement bedroom converted to his studio laboratory, picked up a strange beep high in the 25-meter band that overshadowed BBC. When he tuned in on the beep, it stopped and a clear soft feminine voice greeted him from a spaceship from planet Carenda. She called him by his first name and said that they had been trying to get his attention before. The Carendians instructed him in how to modify his home-built shortwave radio set to receive them better. Then after a few radio contacts they helped him to modify his home-built TV set to pick up their images on the Vidicon tube while he spoke to them on radio. Those contacts continued and developed into face-to-face meetings and even into going on trips with them, in their craft, for months and years. He kept careful notes on his contacts. This case is not well known in the USA. The case watched by the cover-up people. Like many other contact cases studied, investigated, also this case includes closely monitoring/surveillance from the hidden power behind, the shadow government people, who obviously interrupted his mail. Same happened to the mail to Mia, the Sam Jace contacts, in Switzerland in the 70s where they had forced the local post office to let them filter his mail and such sanctioned the return films from the development laboratory and like. Once they disclosed it clearly seen by the film he got back, it was mirrored, seen by the film Lair. So they had kept the originals and he got only copies back, but they had been careless to make mirrored ones. In the same way they changed the pictures of his contact women and used this systematic against him many years later. In the case of Reynolds here, they had, as said, apparently looked through, scrutinized, his mail. When he later wrote and printed a book on his contacts by help of John Dean, they discovered, after it had been printed, that someone had changed astronomical information in it. This apparently done in the intention to disproving him later, to claim him a liar, and so ridiculing him as they used to do in such cases, with good help of the stupid, egoistic press people, only seeking superficiality. Car. 20 years ago Faith magazine, March 86, p. 52, had an article on this Carenda case written by Alan Grease. He thought when he heard about it, as most others, it all was pure science fiction. But after meeting Reynolds in -67, he didn't longer believe he was a hoaxer as he wrote. If Reynolds was engaged in fraud, it was obviously an unrewarding task. So Grease visited Reynolds at his home and found, as the contactee's writings claimed, a basement room full of electronic equipment, including the television set and the shortwave radio over which the communications supposedly were affected. Grease, an engineer by profession, and ham radio buff by avocation, found that everything seemed to make sense. The circuits were all appropriate to extend the receiving range. In other words, if he was getting messages from an aerial source, he had the equipment with which to receive them. More remarkable, however, were the books Reynolds was writing on Carendorian life and philosophy. There were a dozen or so of them, all single-spaced and, each 500 to 600 pages long. There were, so far as Grease could discern from studying their contents, no typographical errors. But that was not all. When he wrote these books, Grease recalls, it was like his hands belonged to someone else. He'd sit there in front of his typewriter and pay no attention to what was coming out of him. He could be on the phone or talking with me, and all the while his hands are going, producing all this perfectly typed, clearly written stuff on alien philosophy. It was just unbelievable. Grease was perplexed by Reynolds's attitude. He showed no signs whatever of wanting to promote himself, he says. There was no showbiz, no snake oil. He didn't even seem much interested in talking. He'd answer questions, but he wouldn't offer anything. He was hesitant to entertain visitors and he sold nothing, made no money. He said the whole business was imposed on him. He hadn't gone after it. Reynolds has a large collection of tapes allegedly on his space communications. Grise listened to some of them and heard what was supposed to be the voice of the primary contact woman, Linuri. He recalls, these were good quality, reel-to-reel recordings. The woman's voice had a kind of hesitancy and speech pattern suggesting a foreign person doing well in English. It had a sing-song, melodious quality. When Grise asked if he could meet the extraterrestrials in whom, despite a deep natural cynicism about such matters, he was almost ready to believe it, Reynolds said he could request a meeting but could not guarantee that the Corendorians would agree to one. Soon afterwards Reynolds broke off their brief association and told him to not to call or visit anymore. He likely understood it was no meaning in trying to convince anyone not ready or spiritually ripe. UFO contact from Corenda, more details on the contacts and the information. Yes, soon half a century ago it apparently occurred some direct, physical contacts to our overseers or gardeners of Earth. One of them were just these contacts of Bob Reynolds. He was a radio amateur that some night in summer minus 61 he got in a woman's voice claiming to be from a spaceship around Earth. Apparent only a claim, but her further explanations was interesting, and it later evolved to physical contacts, which the common people could not follow and believe if not having spiritual knowledge beforehand. On this first radio contact she said they discovered us about 2 years before. Their interest was aroused by our satellite activity, which they said, indicated an elevated technical level. So they wanted to learn all they could about us. They had tried many times on telepathic contacts as was their normal way to various people, but in vain. They could not, in the beginning, stay on Earth without breathing help, because they were used to more oxygen in their home air. So they had to learn our language here and found out that English was most used after monitoring radio, TV. So they placed a kind of small devices that could take up conversations etc. and transfer them to the monitoring ECDOT on the ships, where advanced computers found the keys and interpretation. From those they learned the language quite easy. Regarding this, also from the Iaga contact in the 60THS they told how they could beam such information as learning an unknown language directly into their brains with a special kind of radiation. And regarding space people learning languages here, from the Semjay's contact, the fourth, in the 70THS, they, the Aeropladians, told how to transfer this method of learning language on a hypnosis-like way, learning any language in car 21 days, then 9 days for training, but back to the Corunda contact, they told that they had learned English with a definite Southern California accent, due to the monitoring mostly in that area. They also claimed that there were bases on more of the planets here in our sun system and that they also had cooperation with them. There is also that possibility that they can adjust their frequency to visit other levels of planetary vibration, but that is not directly told in these initial contacts. They had monitored many and found Bob to be a developed kind of man, with interest in space, in world peace, and in the future of mankind. Seemingly he recorded some of the conversations like in the Calder's contacts in South Africa in 1960 but those to another planetary group, but supposedly synchronized by a higher federation. And as mentioned above, already in the first contact they instructed him in how to convert his equipment for a better two-way contact to them. The contact planet. The initial contact person he talked with, was a lady, as many of the visitors seemed to use in the beginning. We are not normally so afraid of women regarding ETs. Her name was Linuri and her home planet's name Corenda. They said Corina, our sun, is located at a point in the constellation Bootes, about 3 degrees from Arcturus on a line between Arcturus and the center of the M3 cluster. It is roughly 400 light-years distant, and is visible in the larger aperture telescopes, although it has been given no specific name or number by your astronomers. It was 6x bigger than Earth but had lower density that made gravity only 2x ours. Carenda was 3/12 and its sun system, having four moons plus an atmosphere with more oxygen. They had developed space travel about 3,000 years ago in our time, and using craft as far ahead of ours as we were ahead of chariots. Gravity, magnetics, light, ions, etc. powered their craft. These craft were brought from star to star in magnetically driven carriers or motherships, which were literally traveling cities or worlds in themselves. Had learned to use the fourth dimensional warp, but said it took some years learning to control the course once in this warp. Of course, there are still a few pilots with less than sufficient experience who start out for Sirius and end up in M31. Eventually the control of craft will be entirely automatic, where the pilot sets the destination on a series of dials and pushes a button, to arrive there a second later. One of their works here was to oversee the danger of atom weapons and said that Earth must disarm or perish. And similar, read as warnings from many of the UFO contacts. Through the years, we have seen other planets follow the same route as you are now traveling. Always it has led to war and to the same racial suicide that you now face. They also believe that many UFO ships seen all around the world would cause us to consider us not alone in the universe, but our governments have only made fear out of this through cover-ups and lies. But they wished that Bob Renaud would succeed in bringing some information through. So 3 weeks later he had built the transmitter radios ready and 5/2 at night he got them through again. They told him more on their translator machine. The machine is actually a specialized computer, with a memory console, input, output, and the relevant circuits. The input consists of the impulses relayed by our robot sensors, which we have planted in various places around your country. These impulses consist of two components, the spoken sound and the corresponding mental impression. They are separated by the analyzer's discriminator, and fed to two circuits. The first receives the sound impulse and stores it for the moment. The other, the mental impulse section, instantly begins breaking down the image into basic components, and these components of the received telepathic signal are then compared with those in the machine's memory banks. Within a few microseconds, the analyzer has found an impulse exactly or nearly exactly like the received impulse. Their combined strength activates a semiconductor relay. This triggers another storage bank in which are all the words in Klingwickerendian that correspond to the mental impulses in the first memory section. This releases the appropriate word and also the stored English word, and together they are recorded as the output, and are the translations of each other. The larger unit, received from Karenda, has no memory banks in itself, but is connected by direct SSR line to the Master Language Center's half-billion word memory network. With this device, there is no word that cannot be translated. Once we learned the words, it was a simple matter to study your transmissions for proper placement, inflection, pauses, etc., following contacts. In the 2/contact they also said contact people on Earth, who give accounts of tremendous ships, rides to the planets, and talks with the masters are not average people. Each has been screened carefully, as you were, and chosen for their particular task on the basis of their abilities and belief in the cause of universal brotherhood. These people are the modern-day prophets, the media between you and ourselves. They give you information that we feel you must have. They also spoke of the jealousy in the many UFO groups they had been monitoring, and about the religious ideas. And again they said that the governments had no right to conceal their enormous gathered UFO information, which at one time had to come forward, and meant the feared panic was not the problem. They also claimed that United Nations, Dag Hammarskjöld, was contacted 3 times by Venusians, as also many other world leaders had been contacted from space people. Venus life is not in our vibration dimension, but they can technically or mind adjust to ours, as I have understood it. R.O.M. They meant we should stand up against war and the weapon race, and in retrospect one can speculate if all the anti-war, weapon demonstrations worldwide through the decades since this happened actually had a purpose. They also gave him time for next radio contact that happened 19 August. In that 3/contact they linked to speak from a wise man, master on their home planet to Bob. He had himself been taken away from his own home planet by the Karunda people, just before his home planet Crystallina had been ruined in a war with hydrogen and cobalt bombs. He said that the communism in the form of dictatorship would collapse in some time here. And, what makes a master? To simplify it a bit too much, one becomes a master by service to humanity. In Next Contact, they described how ideas are imprinted into selected people during sleep, which these subjects then credit to themselves. They called it somnovision. In principle, as we will tell you in the Next Contact, the human mind is a form of energy. When in the body, each mind has a distinct frequency of operation depending on the particular characteristics of that brain which it inhabits. While we do not completely understand it, we know that it has to do with magnetic waves, as you call it, electrical circuit dimensions within the neurons of the brain. The instrument used to produce the somnovision, the omnifrequency psychoprint unit, is designed to register this characteristic frequency via a probe beam, which is trained on the mind from a unit in a small 3-foot diameter scout ship. Whenever somnovision is to be undertaken, a beam is set up from the scout hovering low over home of the person to be impressed, and a relay is begun through it to the mind. Since the frequencies are phased, any modulation on the beam would be considered by the brain as an impulse from the mind itself, and be treated as another thought. Depending on the strength of this beam, we can cause anything from merely a vague memory of the dream to a verbatim recording in the brain. This can be compared to a radio feeding a tape recorder. When the incoming signal is weak and distorted, only occasional snatches of the program are intelligible. As the signal strength increases, more is recorded that can be understood, until, at a high strength, the tape is an exact duplicate of the program. Example of scientist being loaded by this type of information, through what he called dreams, is the super rocket scientist David Adair. Here linked a Google video interview. He said he saw a living UFO engine at Area 51 when he was 17 years old. Then Bob remarked, "Perhaps that's the way I'm able to transcribe their entire conversations, as they told me I would be able to do. When I am ready to write them down, the words just seem to flow, afterwards blank. I can't write it down accurately a second time. Normally, I might be able to remember portions of the conversation, but to relate an entire conversation from memory would be impossible unless I study it for hours before." They also said that the great inventions of your time, radio, television, nuclear power, and the airplane, for example, are for the most part a result of this imprinting. In Next Contact, the Contact women Linary again dived into the mind, saying it is a form of energy and of our consciousness composition. They outlined 5 separate levels of existence: unconscious equals here a dreams formed plus memory, subconscious equals information store filed into unconscious plus collect information from the unconscious, conscious equals information gatherer for the whole mind through it. The 5 basic senses relay their impressions to the other levels. It is the control center. Ultraconscious equals center of parapsychic functions unifying level. Equals all mind, almighty, creator, God. About this last she said, "Extract, all minds are as one, and the energies forming matter are a part of it likewise. The all mind controls the universe to the limits possible. It does not know the future, and cannot cause predestination. Bar it can suggest, guide, and direct, but it cannot control." They said mind is a form of energy with a set frequency, different from any other. While this frequency cannot be changed, there is another, a universal frequency, which can be turned on and off at will by the individual. It is on this frequency that telepathy occurs. They also said that this universal telepathy on the universal frequency could not be tapped by any electronic means, and the call signal used a form of mental paging, and many could be coupled together at the same time on this way. Both are beyond the range of the normal senses and without electronic help. And by the all mind, no limits to knowledge existed, as it encompasses all, and is aware of everything that happens anywhere in the universe. If a conscious mind should therefore wish to see at a distance, it need only work through the ultra-conscious, requesting a view of a scene, etc., and on foreknowledge or prediction. The all-mind may project an image of what could very well occur if a certain pattern of events were to continue uninterrupted, they told him through his radio at night 15 September 1961. They similar meant that by the same all-mind one could make teleportation possible either by technical or a direct mind control, then by converting the body to energy and back. Nuclear tension concern in minus 61. On the following radio contacts they reported their observed increasing nuclear tension between USA and Soviet, and they foresaw and warned of a crisis, and also of supposed earthquakes around Earth. They also said they would give much scientific information through him. On contact late in 61 they instructed him on converting his TV to and tuning their ET ship so he could also see them such. They also said that they would begin a subconscious imprinting, a gradual process of changing basic personality traits for aggressive ones from January 1/63 on a select few people. Another int. Thing was bases to be constructed underground, in strategic places: four in the United States, one in the Swiss Alps, and one each in Asia and Siberia. Link to idea of base making plus two on down on site. But not from this book. They said that they had planned 100 plus such bases where human-looking agents from the Alliance planets would be conditioned to the weather, gravity, temperature, and other factors. After receiving instruction in language, customs, beliefs, and emotional reactions of the populace of these areas, they were to be sent to their assigned areas to work undiscovered among the people to promote understanding, brotherhood and peace, and act as relays of information back concerning science, sociologistics, feelings, etc. Under no circumstances will they reveal their true identity to your people. Comment: this fit good with the information from the Calder's people that also partly came by radio at the same time window, seemingly organized by a higher steering group of benevolent ETs, plus spiritual level of Earth, but one of them did reveal his outer origin at .remark. They also said they had planned few public landings in 62 or 63 in remote places to test people's feelings and find out how to do the approaching, but book tells that this was later stopped cause of atom crisis and the war talk. But from today looking back, the non-sleeping know a lot of such landings, contacts have happened, but of course being officially covered. Beside that, all the Fear the Frightet movies and like have made regarding this all deliberate done because the money / big banks / military / power hungry politicians / hidden power behind all try to keep their grip on the existing slave society here. They foresaw our, then, soon test flights to the moon, and had thus decided to move their existing, visible surface moonbases underground. And they informed that world leaders was planned to be contacted in 65 as a test if they would admit the contact. And as also other UFO contacts have told, they said that they would boycott our space programs as long as those were in the mind of war thinking .. until you have outgrown your bad warlike instincts, and are ready to live in universal brotherhood. 1962 and contact on modified TV. 6 Jan. He got the first pictures through after some adjustments from them above. He had followed the Carendians' building instructions faithfully, on a frequency doubler circuit in the vertical oscillator section, providing exceptionally sharp pictures as compared to normal TV then, and he first got in a picture transmitted by an unmanned TV disc craft 160.000 km up. Then he got in a picture from inside a ship, along with descriptions of the room which was midsection and room dia of 200 feet/60 meters plus elevator shaft on 20 feet/6 meters equals which was crew relaxing room. They had a special 5 meters screen inside the room that he now saw. And then he saw the contact space girl he had spoken to unseen before, extract from book. At this point the camera swung directly on Linuri. She was a breathtakingly beautiful blonde who appeared to be about 18 or 20 years old. She stood there quietly for a few moments knowing, no doubt, that I wanted to drink in the details. Her hair was shoulder length and softly wavy. Her skin appeared to be light, and such a figure I've never seen. Talk about stacked. I had asked her earlier, in a radio contact, to describe herself, and this is what she had said. I am 5'4" tall, 122 pounds, 37'22"-36". Yes, 37'22"-36". Then had come another shocker. I am the equivalent of 74 of your years of age, which, in our society, is the prime of life. More in the book, then she again spoke of the danger of the mad rearmament, and said they were working undercover behind the Iron Curtain. She also talked like to confirm that such contacts as example. Val Thor, frequency raised level of Venus Link, operated on Earth. They ended with telling they would travel back to Corunda for a time, and planned to be back in August same year. On 1st of August 1962 they were heard again via his equipment and talked on overlooking our space programs, to see if they were on military intentions and threats to the other planets here. Now the Master also spoke of how they had made difficulties for US high-altitude nuclear tests, after deep discussions on this on their home planet beforehand on possibly breaking the non-intervention law. They confirmed their bases were now ready here after advances, and that information from future space probes should not reveal proofs for life out there, before Earth people was ready for it. They again warned of a very high level of radioactive junk they had found in our upper atmosphere that could seriously affect life if it were to fall to Earth. Further testing will push that level past the critical point, so that it would be lethal to those passing through it, or to those in its full area, if it should precipitate. Again they said that this danger was not measured, known down here. And they commented on our religion that the miracles there, was just the product of a high level of scientific achievement. They said that we get very limited information through the controlled media, as they cover up these, UFO information. Comment, this was said nearly half a century ago, showing now what an eye-long rip those powers have had as information obstacles until internet appeared. After then the wise men had given another warning to such, the beautiful spacer lady came back reporting from the control room, that measured 17 meters dia.x5m up. On the walls were a lot of instruments and equipment, floor to ceiling panel of flashing lights, graphs, oscilloscopes, and screens of waving lines, changing patterns of light, and innumerable switches and knobs. Two girls were at a console to the left, apparently feeding information into it. He was also allowed to see the central control board as a long, curving console at which four men and three girls were working. They told him that the electronic apparatus on the entire ship was controlled from there, and more can be read in the CD book. They claimed late in 62 that they had infiltrated strategic positions in military and society else, acting as catalysts. Their purpose will be to stimulate your own people to do things in their own behalf. According to universal law, they will not directly affect the destiny of your world, country or people. They will merely assist you. You must act by yourselves. By 1965, all countries will have received the same treatment. They came with a variant .explore.on gravity / magnetism equals the same force. Investigate the properties of subatomic energies under the influence of the higher frequencies of radiation. At points, there will be resonance. This can be used either to generate or to negate gravitational flux, dependent on phasing. Experimentation will show how to control those angles of magnetism, and they claimed this manipulation of the first Mars-Venus probes, the ETs manipulated the first coming data from them so that we could not reveal the life the ... but not later they claimed, and then it was up to our scientists here to find out. But now, 40 years after this claim, NASA talks about simple life forms on Mars for example, so that maybe the predicted leakings ... and they said the Air Force had to admit the UFO presence, or totally deny it. We know from history of last half of the century that the last 1/4. On 17/62 he got information on this through radio and screen, United Galaxy Alliance, also called the United Worlds Alliance, All Worlds Federation, or Galactic Unison's three meetings / conclaves, 1. Happened in Earth year 1334. 2.